Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for being here and happy Friday. Pretty overcast where I'm at. I just was actually talking to Scott Capurro. He was saying it's pretty foggy in the city. You back that up there, Nicole?
Yeah, it's foggy here.
Yeah. How's it looking on the peninsula? Let's do the roundup here.
Same out here. Pretty gray, gloomy.
Yeah. And Vinny, got any sunshine down there? Or are you?
No, it's pretty gray. You know, we've got rain on the way, people. Get ready. Tomorrow it's going to rain. It's happening. So...
Hooray.
Well, you know, for this week's been a mixed bag. We've had heat wave and we get rain.
Scott Capurro is performing tomorrow night in his apartment or somewhere. You know, he finds someplace to perform. Usually it's his apartment. He does a full half hour comedy show on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock. So you can meet him there every night at 8. He does 10 minutes and Saturdays it's like a full length show. So check out my friend and yours, Scott Capurro, at Scott Capurro on Instagram. That's where he does it live. We are going to start with new music. And probably we're going to end there, too. It seems like we never get really much past this segment. I have other stuff, but, you know, probably not.
There's a lot today.
There is. We're going to start with a brand new album from Lady Gaga. Chromatica, it's called. This is her sixth album. It includes, we just heard Rain on Me yesterday.
Stupid. Here's one.
Sure. There's a... Boy, this sounds just like what I thought it was going to sound like. That's crazy. Okay, so what's the name of that one?
That's Rain On Me with Ariana.
Okay. That's what we heard yesterday. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and just get walking. Yeah. I love this tune. So this was actually supposed to come out last month. They pushed it back 6 weeks because of the pandemic. And then they went, the hell with it. Just put it out. Maybe there's some of the people who don't think this year is canceled. What else is on this record? Tell me all about it.
Here's one called 911.
Okay. Looks like I have no choice. This is biological stasis. My mood's shifting to manic places. Wish I gotta keep on dancing. I just keep
on dancing.
All right,
here's another
dancing.
Hot hit. This next one actually is Sour Candy featuring Blackpink.
Oh, who's
that's
Blackpink?
That's the Korean pop band.
Oh.
Here it is.
Oh, all right.
Sure.
I
can't do it fast though. Nice, oh my god, this is
that
fast.
The speed of that is overrated anyway. There's a point where you lose the neatness of that move, and it just becomes this reckless arm waving thing. It's not.
You're flailing now.
Right.
Right. That sounds, you know, I will say this. It sounds like Lady Gaga. There's no surprises there. It's danceable, has good beat. I'm going to give it an 82, Bob.
Did you say 82?
You ever watch that? What was that? It's like American Bandstand or something. They would try out songs and.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Has a good beat. You can dance to it. I don't know. Like
on Dick Clark's show?
I don't know. It was one of those shows, though, the music shows where, like American Dance Party or something. Everyone would be dancing, and then they'd be like, what do you give this song? Good beat. You can dance to it. I'm going to give it an 85.
Oh. No,
nobody ever said that.
That's
a stinker, you know, because it was featured on the show.
I have
all right.
One more if you want one.
Yeah, sure. Give me another. Why not?
Last
Let's hear all the Lady Gaga.
Replay.
Solid and great. So we're going to move to the next artist here. This guy's name is Kygo. He is a Singaporean-born Norwegian DJ.
Oh, is he? Oh. I never knew that.
Yes. Well,
actually,
you know,
really like
I looked him up. I'm like, what's the deal with this guy? So this is his third album. This includes...
Let me, give you an old song that he's...
okay, yeah.
For.
Does he have a hit that I would be familiar
he
with? There's a
big
reason
hit.
I
sure
want to
you...
do this because... Go ahead.
I'm not sure if you know this song, but I love this song. This is featuring... He's one of those DJs that, you know, composes beats and then puts a popular artist on it.
Ah,
so this one
like,
features,
right.
Exactly.
Marshmello like, with Bastille
exactly.
or something.
Mm-hmm. Here's Selena Gomez. This is called It Ain't You.
Uh-oh. Am I the only one who just lost Bryn?
I lost it, too.
Oh, is that too loud?
No, we lost it completely.
Oh.
I don't know what happened.
Sound dropped out.
Yeah, as in silence. With you bopping your head. I'm like, well, Bryn clearly still hears it.
Yeah, it's in my ears.
All right. Okay, I get the.
This is this part.
We can't hear it.
Dropped out again.
Bryn, we can't hear it. Bryn.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're not
there. It dropped out.
It dropped out.
Well,
yeah, what do you think's going on with that?
To do a new music segment.
It sure is. Let's try again. Maybe it'll never happen again. Here we go. Weird, because last time it was Nicole's fault, right?
Yeah. All Nicole's fault.
Well, he clearly knows how to mix stuff. So the thing they're saying about this record is that it has Whitney Houston doing a cover of Higher Love. That's a Steve Winwood song, right? Bring me a high.
Was he the
love.
Original of that, or did he cover it too?
Truly, I don't know. That he's
I know
the version
was,
I know.
It was a huge hit for him, though.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
So there's that song. It's covered by Whitney Houston, and apparently this guy, Kygo, K-Y-G-O, on his new album, Golden Hour, has a version of the Whitney Houston song.
Oh,
so I don't
okay.
know if
she... Steve Winwood and Will Jennings wrote it
there
together.
There you go.
Okay,
cool.
So it's their song.
And here it is.
That is it. It's Whitney Houston singing, isn't it? That sounded like Higher Love to me. I don't really remember what the verse sounded like, though.
I thought that was it.
Yeah, that was it. That's nice. You know. If this is the kind of music you're into, that's great. I think, you know, I love that tune. It's a different version because it's Whitney Houston, and this guy takes, you know, I assume posthumously. He wasn't around 10 years ago when, right? So what else is...
It's weird because he's put a modern beat to it, but I think she was sort of putting a gospel twist on it, right?
Yeah, it's like a big, you know, sounds like a big chorus singing Bring Me a Higher Love. Let's hear a little more.
That's neat.
Or not. Or we won't. Okay. What else did you... Anything else from this? Or are you good with this one?
I have one called Lose Somebody with One Republic.
Oh, all right.
So this is Kygo featuring One Republic. Tell me how I got until it's gone. Sometimes you gotta lose somebody
just to find you really love someone more. Okay. Well... Is that Ryan Tedder singing? I mean, he's got a great voice. That sounds sounds fine. Was there anything else you wanted to grab off of that, or ready to move on to Diplo?
Do you know Zara Larsson?
I do not know Zara Larsson. Do you know Zara Larsson? What's the deal?
Never heard of her.
She's another feature on one of the tracks if you want to hear that one.
Yeah, if you liked it, Brittany, please play it for me. Go
Here
ahead.
It is. Maybe you should leave this girl alone, but you're alone, but you don't. Now delete my number from your phone, but you you gotta go line by line, gotta spell it right out. I don't know what you're looking for, but I like this. That's really cool. Keep
keep it going. Let's hear the bass drop. Is that going to happen soon? Or am I just dreaming? I'm just telling it like it is. I don't need you to say those words no more. Oh, yeah. I'm just telling it like it
is. That would sound so awesome in a stadium, wouldn't it? Like her performing that live? That would sound killer.
Oh, yeah. It's building. Oh, give it to me. What's your name? Zara something?
Here we go.
Woo! Oh, I might have to get up and dance again.
I could imagine like 40,000 people just jumping
Dude,
up.
Dude, it's
and
amazing.
Down, you know?
That's actually, yeah, that's a big song. I think that sounds great. And I hate music that sounds like that. All right, so that's another song off the Kygo record. That record is called Golden Hour. And it sounds like it's a bunch of tracks that he's done, various singers.
Collaborations, right?
All right. Next up is Diplo presents Thomas Wellesley Chapter 1 Snake Oil. Diplo's another, he's another guy who's a DJ like that too, right? He's a record, he's a producer. And so does he also have just guests all over this? What's his deal?
Yeah, he does. This person's called Morgan Wallen. I'm not sure I know that person, but here's Heartless.
Okay.
Let me jump ahead to more.
Okay.
Is, you know, since he collaborates with people, he has this song on there twice with the same guy, this guy named Morgan Wallen, but the second version has Julia Michaels on it. And so
oh, you love her.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I do love her voice. Here it is. You're all about the chase, but you won't ever let me catch you. And I wish it was the same, but I know I'm gonna let you in again. And when I do, it's gonna hurt like hell. And you throw me into, it's what I tell myself.
Okay. Why you gotta be so heartless? Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
The choruses, again.
I just don't love that. I just don't love the song. It actually sounds kind of countryish to me. Vinny, you probably love it.
I do it's love country. It. You know what I was listening to yesterday?
What's
which
that?
I almost posted because I thought, she doesn't believe I listened to... I was listening to Dwight Yoakam. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
He's so good. I was listening to that yesterday while I drove
up. If there's a country guy, he's actually... I like a couple Dwight Yoakam songs.
Oh, I got you. Look at me.
What song do you like?
You got me. I don't know. I can't. Listen, I worked at a country station. I admitted it yesterday or whatever. I like some artists, certain songs. Just overall, no. This is not one that I like. It's too country.
I like it. You know, you want to hear something weird about Dwight Yoakam real quick, and then we should move on. Dwight Yoakam did a Gap commercial, and he covered, I want to say it's the Queen song, but maybe Queen covered it from, it's a crazy little thing called Love.
That's
is
a
that,
Queen song.
Is that, but that's not an Elvis song?
You know, maybe it is an Elvis song.
I think it's an Elvis song that Queen covered, and then Dwight did it for a Gap commercial, and it was not a song he was going to release, but it became a hit because it was a Gap commercial.
Funny.
Like, he had to release it.
Did we just hear Elvis Presley doing it?
No, I mean, I
that was that the Queen version?
That was the Dwight version, right?
Version. Oh,
funny.
That
was the Dwight version, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
But there is an Elvis version if you want to hear that one.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I still have five. We haven't even got to the Indigo Girls yet. Come on, Benny.
And this is why we never get to all the music.
Yeah, I know.
I've been really quiet, though. Come on.
No, stop it. We've been yapping about stuff. All right, let's move. Stop it. Turn it off. Stop it.
All right.
We're going to get, this is our last one from this week. This is Lil Yachty, and it's called Lil Boat 3. He's got a million guests on here, including ASAP Rocky, Tyler the Creator, Future, Mike Will Made It, Lil Durk, Young Thug, DaBaby, and Drake. Let me guess, Bryn pulled the Drake song.
Well, it's the most popular one on the
Of course it is,
album.
Yeah.
I've been hearing it.
Right foot up,
so when I do my landscaping and gardening and stuff, I always throw on the hits. As in, I'm not picking the hits, I just put on, like, you know,
what's
top,
the top
trending
40?
Songs. Yep. And I know this one. This one's called Oprah's Bank Account.
Crazy. Oh, I've heard this one, yeah. Rough, you look as good as Oprah's back account. I just want to take you out. In your mama house. Overseas, I fly you out.
Yeah,
Yeah. Was this like a single? Didn't we listen to this a month or two back?
It's quite possible, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember if it was in the top 10, but yeah.
Or maybe we talked about it because it mentioned Oprah. If, if Oprah's even...
Don't talk over your play. Do you need pajamas? Stay in the night, girl, you promised it. I hide in the cave like Osama did. I'm blowing a bag in the diamond district. You need me like dollars.
Okay.
It's got to be so hard for you to act like...
All right, we are almost out of time. So we are moving on now to the Indigo Girls. This was actually released last week, but we were off last week. And I'm sorry, I can't let it pass. I just can't. I want to hear the new wonderful harmonies of Amy and Emily on their record, Look Long. It's their 15th album, their first in 5 years. What did you grab off of this?
This one is called The S Word Kicking.
Oh.
You know what
right.
I mean? I mean,
all sure. right.
The word. Here it is.
S kicking. Kicking, suburban. I grew up there back riding. Out on the weekend, just to suck to the earth. I'm too proud, I'll prove my worth. A little bit. Okay. I'll have to spend more time with it. I'm not hearing the soaring
question.
Harmonies that I...
How's the volume for you guys? Is it
really, loud? Really loud. Your voice is really, really, really soft. And
your
the
voice
is really,
way
really
too low. Way
yeah.
too low.
You need half the volume.
Your voice needs to go up double.
Yeah. Yes.
I
yes.
see. All right.
Crank
Great.
It up.
Well,
do
good
it.
To know. Yeah.
More.
You know, just
crank it up louder.
Mix,
more.
You know
Do
right,
it.
Here you go. How's that? Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Good. That's
better.
Nice. That's actually
okay.
perfect. Now, Nicole, you can make adjustments on your end if you need to.
Yeah. There's only one way to do it, which is live. Because
Yeah. Do it live. That's where you do it. All right. Give me another Indigo Girl song.
All right. Here's your next one. This is called Country Radio. Right down Uh-oh. Your alley, Sarah. One second. There you go.
Is it down your alley or up your alley? Never mind.
It's usually up your alley. But... When I get home. I fix something to eat, settle into my seat, and turn on the country radio. I know every word. Okay.
You love it.
I.
You just got done saying you hate country, and this is so country.
Your favorite band loves country.
Yeah, they do.
Do they, or are they just pretending just to, pander to the country fans?
Oh, is this
know.
Their crossover so they get an audience?
All right, and I want to end with the 1975. The lead singer of the 1975 actually deactivated his Twitter account the other day. Did you hear about this?
No.
He tweeted about the George Lloyd situation. He said, if you truly believe that all lives matter, with his finger, in quotes, you need to stop facilitating the end of black ones, which is fine. That's a fine thing to say, I think. If you're right, if you're going to yell, don't make it Black Lives Matter, make it all lives. Fine, yell that all you want, but include the black people in that. I think is what he's saying. Find a way mm-hmm. to make them matter too. Then he did a link to a song. It's a 1975 song called "Love It If We Made It." It begins with lyrics saying we're effing in a car, shooting heroin, saying controversial things just for the hell of it, selling melanin, then suffocate the black men. Start with misdemeanors and we'll make a business out of them. So these are some of the lyrics from this song. So he links to that song. What people are mad about is that he linked to one of his own songs. They're mad because he took the thing that happened to George Lloyd and made it an ad for his song. Meanwhile, he's like, listen, this is just this song, the words, it's about I'm just trying to, he basically said, sorry, I did not link my song in that tweet to make it about me. It's just that the song is literally about this disgusting situation and speaks more eloquently than I can on Twitter. But Twitter said, F you, because that's what Twitter does. They're like really good at that. They just dumped on him and he deactivated his account. Which I think means he can put it back up. It's not the same as deleting your account, right?
Right. No, I do feel like that's a bummer because it's his account. Why
yeah.
wouldn't he put something of his? Like, I don't.
He's,
but you know
they
what?
They accused him of trying to sell his music with using George Floyd.
He's out there on Twitter in a world where who knows what you're gonna what rake where you're gonna step on a rake and catch it in the face. You know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
I'm sure here he is thinking I'm supporting you, and in the end he's in more trouble than.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's well. I don't know what to say about that. I do know this album's a trip because the first song is they're probably their most aggro song they've ever done. And it was great live when they did it last winter when there were shows, you know.
Yeah, back in the olden days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last
Four
December.
4 months ago. Right, it 5 months ago.
anyway, it was excellent live. But the rest of the album's pretty soft. It's like completely different.
You talking about the Greta Thunberg tune where they used her monologue in that?
I don't know anything about that. I just know the first song, Play It. It's called
Notes
People.
On a yeah, this has got to be it. Notes on a Conditional Form is the name of the record. The first track features the monologue from Greta. So I wonder if that's the one you're talking about. Go ahead and play that if you would.
Well, I haven't really listened to that one.
Oh, it may have language.
Let me see.
I don't think she swears, but what do I know?
Yeah, I don't think she does, but
they might.
Lauren Nicole can stand by.
You know who's the biggest 1975 fan of all time?
Would it be? It's Jane.
It's Jane. So she could tell us if we could play this song. This isn't it, what you're doing here.
And we need to call it.
Oh, this isn't it?
No, it's heavy. It
does
sounds
it crank,
like...
Does this crank in afterward? Because they just
maybe.
Play her monologue and then...
Yeah, this is the first song on the album. Let me see if I can just jump ahead to after her. She talks for a little while.
Yeah, she's got a lot to say, this Greta. She starts getting mad, though.
She does have a lot to say. All right, damn, that's a long way through. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I didn't listen
yeah, I'm
to
gonna
that part.
Yeah, I'm going to say this isn't the song.
I skipped that.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's the second song on that album, which is
maybe
explicit.
Maybe it leads right into
People.
It.
There yeah. you go. You didn't
People
hear this one?
Explicit. I didn't
oh,
listen
boy.
To this one. I can.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm Let's
afraid.
Skip it. You guys,
I
it doesn't matter.
Okay. Just okay. This by the way, this yeah, also it, came it out was... last week. This is one of last week's releases. We didn't get to do it. I thought, you know, the 1975. It's Jane loves them, so.
Right.
And by the way, she's yeah. texting me
I'll
now.
Tell you
I just
what
saw
I
her
have.
Pop up.
And people do, yeah.
She is just waiting for me to talk about her all morning long. I love you, Jane.
F word. It, yeah.
It does have an F word?
Yeah.
Oh, she says, my favorite band. So it's confirmed.
Uh-huh.
It's Jane loves it.
Yeah, it
all right.
Is
so we're not going to.
You're talking about. Great. But I'll play what I have for you. Here's
oh, you
me
will.
And,
all
me,
right.
Me and you together.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.